You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Oh, so fizzy. Hey, welcome to the BFM studios. Patty from Behemoth.
Hello.
I believe it is the first time we've had someone up here from Behemoth. I saw you on the board a couple of days ago at the Bear Spot in Morningside.
Yep.
You're shifting some kegs through there.
Yep.
But obviously, you guys, your location is Chirley. Your headquarters is Chirley's.
Chirley's just on the corner of Dominion Road there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we've seen you around the traps before. We've worked all over the place.
Yep.
Hallertau, Love Bucket. Just general.
Yep, I'm always been around somewhere doing
something. Brewing, making beers,
cleaning stuff, talking to people, being a nuisance.
How's it all going up at Shirley's? You guys just
it's going really well.
Into it.
The brewery's getting bigger and bigger. Mm. We're about to start our third installation, kind of continuing to grow and trying to squeeze every meter we can out of. A little spot in Mount Eden there.
Every time I've been in, it seems like you're kind of moving into the neighbours thing, or
yes.
There's some more stainless steel.
Yeah, so we've got three different premises there, all backed up onto each other. So we'll be there for at least the next 20 years or so. And pretty much we've got the bar in there with 24 different beers on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got nose to tail menu. So pretty much we do.
That makes sense. I just had to think about that for a second.
Yeah, so we've got prosciutto, jamon, biltong.
Yeah.
Just trying to use every little part of the animal. So, trying to be sustainable.
Yeah.
So butcher meat and all that sort of stuff. So, today I'm going to bring, I'm going to do a pipe wrench.
Yes.
So that's a beer cocktail, and I'll do it with a hazy IPA.
Is a hazy IPA still the most on-trend beer in New Zealand?
It is for us. It's kind of our bread and butter, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do, it feels like probably two new ones every week.
Yeah.
And probably not far off that. And
Is it just the search for the ultimate hazy IPA?
Yeah, pack more flavour in there.
Mm.
And I think a lot of times people like hops, but they don't like bitterness.
Mm.
And hazy's come across in a way where you can add a lot of flavour.
Mm.
And it usually has a little bit more residual sugar in there, but it just really gives it full body. It's kind of like juice, really.
Yeah, I know. It's very juicy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were going to give me an honest opinion, who does the best hazy in the country?
Oh, Behemoth Brewing Company, I'd say.
Obviously, you're the brewer, so.
Yes, so I would say that. But there's a few usual suspects out there.
Yeah.
But I think we're known for hazies particularly.
Yes.
Every brewery has their kind of their staple.
Okay.
We're always...
I know you're about to do a something wrench?
Yeah, a pipe wrench.
A pipe wrench, but can I have a taste of the hazy before we chuck some gin at it?
So I've got two here. I've got one called Homer and Marge, and I've also got one called Luke and Leia. What are you?
I mean, that's
feeling?
Your call, you know.
We'll go for the Luke and Leia, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll just crack this.
These are novelty size cans.
Yeah.
Like those big Ruskies that you might see at Pack and Save. Do you know the beer that I mean? That big silver one?
I do.
Yeah.
You can drink one of them in the park quite...
Like a Balkan or whatever?
Yeah, some Eastern European huge tin.
Yep.
Yeah, so we got this. So this is done with Mosaic hops and Galaxy, which is quite fitting for...
What's Galaxy?
So it's an Australian hop.
Yeah.
It gives you pineapples. It can give you quite a lot of complexity. And the Mosaic is kind of like the fruit salad of hops, I'd say. It's like got candied... You got a lot of passion fruit, mango... pineapple. This is the whole thing is pretty much just like a juice.
What do you think about my conclusion that hazies do give you a pretty grunty hangover? Is this a fact for everyone out there?
Well, I think
I love them, mate. I've drunk so many hazies.
Yeah, drink a glass of water in between them, or drink less of them.
Okay,
and drink better quality stuff.
Yes.
I think with hazies, it's all about shelf life. So the fresher you can get them, the better they are.
Yes.
There's a lot of suspensions in there, so they're not exactly the most stable of all beers.
Mm.
I know originally I always thought it was a brewer who was too lazy to finish his beer was making a hazy, but over time people have got their processes way better.
Yeah,
and they don't have so many chunks and floaties floating around in them anymore. So
I love the look of them, and of course obviously the taste is like bon appetit.
And I think it's just kind of something that's kind of around for good now, but everyone's got their
and still going strong as the most trendy beer in New Zealand.
I don't know. I see a lot of people going back to lagers.
Yeah.
Craft lagers, though. Like, people don't really want to drink. Well, some people do, but a lot of people don't want to punch a 12 box on a Thursday anymore.
Yeah.
They'd rather get three or four nice beers.
I feel like
and that has
definitely changed, or is changing, that culture. I think a lot of people are prepared to just buy six nice beers.
Yeah, well, hops do give you a head high too.
Yeah.
So they will give you, like, their first cousins of cannabis. Mm-hmm. So they will give you that head high. And I think because of that, a lot of people, if they want to get it, you know, get it nice and relaxed and lay down on the floor in the prone
position. Watch some TV.
Watch some TV or whatever. Yep. Then you can kind of get that, you know, really relaxed feeling without drinking a whole bunch of alcohol.
Yeah.
And so in that manner, you know, you kind of can get a little bit of a buzz on and not just be smashing booze, you know.
Makes sense. Now, do you want to make this cocktail, cocktail?
Yeah, so I've got Victor Gin here. So I've got the Heavy Botanical.
Oh, yeah?
One which is my favourite New Zealand gin by Million Miles. It's kind of my go-to. Matt's a good dude.
Yeah.
He makes a good
local
drop.
Legend.
Yep, he is. And I had a little taste before I left work, and I think a double shot works a bit better than a single shot with this beer. But these cups are smaller, so I think maybe...
A shot of Victor Gin. And we're going with a Behemoth.
We'll go for the Lucan Layer, which is one of our hot buddies' beers.
How long would this be on... like on tap?
Oh, so this will be around for probably the next few weeks. But we do Hop Buddies series.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much the idea is that it's two different hops every time.
Yep.
So for Lucan Layer.
This is better than I expected.
Good.
Kind of makes it like an ice block.
Yeah. I was going to bring a garnish, but all the nasturtiums at work were not really doing very well. So, you know, garnish for radio.
Yeah, if you just serve this at the bar...
Mm.
I probably would go, that's just beer. There's no gin in there. And the gin has just sweetened it up a bit, strangely.
Mm. Well, I think with this gin in particular, you got lots of lemon. So I think you've got lemon, lemongrass, cardamom, and obviously tons of juniper.
Yeah.
And some coriander. So it's kind of just trying to look for those citrus notes that kind of fit in nicely with the tropical hops.
I would never have thought to put a shot of gin into a hazy.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
My God.
Man. What is the Lucan Layer sitting at percentage-wise?
6.4%.
Okay, all right.
So we continuously do Hop Buddies series, and they're all like, you know, pop culture sort of people. So, you know, we've done Rachel and Ross and those sorts of things, and Thelma and Louise.
Yep.
So every time it's two different hops. And so for this one, it's Galaxy and, you know, Galaxy Mosaic. And then we've got Homer and Marge over here, which will be another two different hops. And it's kind of just finding different hops that play off each other really well. And giving people the chance to try all different hop varieties and, you know, simplify it down to two hops so that people can pick and choose and figure out what they like.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Hey, Patty, thank you very much for coming in.
Cool, no problem.
Shout out Victor Gin, shout out Behemoth.
Great.
We'll see
Thanks
you around.
Us. I think we're the brew buddy of the month at the beer spot at the moment in Whangaparao too. So.
Oh, yeah, sweet. If you're up there, on the peninsula.
Get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Cheers, dude.
Cheers. Thanks.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.